Ford, Henry Ford come out with that automobile, you see, while then everybody's eyes went on the automobile. But a few people over here that wore trees still stayed with the walking horse. And they finally, Henry Davis and Floyd Carruthers, fade out. They come over to here to Sheridan and talk to a lot of these people, bankers and things like that. Mm-hmm. What about setting up a show, you know, a walking horse show? And there was more good walking horses around, more trace at that time, most anywhere in the town. So they come over in and they organized this thing in 1939. Had it in a little old ballpark out there on the back of the Central High School building. Had some bleachers, seat about, I'd say seat 700,000 people. And had one night. Next year they had two nights. The next year they added on three nights and kept going, and now it's nine nights show.
And around 1939 was the first.
Yeah, that's when it started.
The first champion of the world.
Yeah, okay. That's the first walking horse national celebration was ever held here in 1939, and it's grown from that little one night show. Be a nine night show here with an attendance of anywhere from 125 to 150,000 people go through the turnstiles those nine nights. Of course, now that's not all individual people. That's a lot of people who go each night. But as I said, they'll have a crowd here, and the last night of that show, they get to the point they sell standing room only. And finally, just no accommodation. Just stop the ticket sales altogether. Oh, this is the wildest place in the way we're all sure is in the country, I guess. You say you get 50,000 people out there in that grounds, and you've got a bunch of people together. And of course, they're just like a bunch of bees around the hive like that, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever see any of the great horses like Midnight Sun?
You
remember those?
Yeah, Midnight Sun. Strolling Jim was the first horse. He was the first winner. The Strolling Jim won the first show. And Haynes and Peacock, I believe, won the second year. Then Harlan's Midnight Sun come in there. And I don't know whether it was a man of wet fable fellow named Rambo, an automobile dealer, had two winners, two or three. I see he had a city girl.
There's that Talk of the Town.
Well, Talk of the Town was mucky by Fairfield, city here. Horse people who knew horses and studied horses, said Talk of the Town won the grand championship three times and said he shouldn't have had it at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. They disagreed about the judgment of tying that horse. But Rambo over at Fayetteville had a chestnut sorrel mare I seen there in 1944. And I believe she put on the prettiest show I ever seen in any horse show ring. And they kept those animals, I don't know just how many was in this ring to start with. But you see, they work them out a while, you know, and then the judges come in and they